Hey there, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Eddie Glaude's book, Begin Again. Sophie, I have to ask, what did you make of the central idea here, the whole notion of beginning again?
Hey there, Sam. I think it's one of the most honest and uncomfortable books I've read in a long time. Glaude takes this idea that America is always progressing, always moving toward a more perfect union, and he just dismantles it. He uses James Baldwin's life and work to show that our history is more like a cycle, a constant struggle between hope and a brutal backlash.
Right? And that metaphor of beginning again isn't the optimistic kind. It's the painful act of starting over after a huge failure. Like when a road you're on just ends, and you have to figure out a new way to live.
Exactly. And Glaude points to these moments in American history where it seemed like we were finally moving forward, only to get dragged back. The end of Reconstruction, the crack-up of the civil rights movement into mass incarceration, and then, of course, the election of Trump after Obama.
Yeah, that Obama to Trump arc is so central to the book. I remember when Obama was elected, it felt like this huge breakthrough, like we'd finally turned a corner. But Glaude, through Baldwin, says that was a dangerous illusion.
He calls it a bargain. In exchange for the symbolic power of a black president, the country was allowed to ignore the deep, systemic inequalities that continued to devastate black communities. Obama's rhetoric of personal responsibility and post-racialism let the lie persist in a new form.
And that lie, Baldwin's lie, is the foundational fiction of America. The belief that we're fundamentally good and innocent, even though we were built on genocide and slavery. It's a poison that corrupts everything.
It forces white Americans into denial, to see themselves as virtuous while perpetrating cruelty. And it forces black Americans to live with a constant rage and sorrow, loving a country that doesn't love them back. That's a heavy truth to sit with.
It is. And the backlash to Obama, the Tea Party, the birther movement, the open racism of Trump's campaign, Glaude says that wasn't an aberration. It was the predictable, violent reassertion of a lie. It was a choice to double down on the story of white innocence.
So the book really forces us to abandon the myth of linear progress. Baldwin came to see that the victories of the civil rights era just changed the shape of the problem. The lynching tree became the prison system. The segregationist became the banker who redlines.
Right. So what's the way out? I mean, Glaude doesn't just leave us in the despair, does he?
No, he insists on telling the truth first. We have to stop telling ourselves the fairy tale of American innocence and start grappling with the reality of American sin. That means reckoning with the full scope of our history, from slavery to Jim Crow to mass incarceration.
And that's not about cancel culture or assigning blame. It's about seeing the world as it is, not as we wish it to be. Baldwin called himself a witness. He saw the wound clearly, and he refused to look away.
And then there's his idea of hope. Baldwin said, "I can't be a pessimist because I'm alive." For him, hope wasn't a passive feeling. It was an active choice, a form of resistance. It's the decision to keep fighting, to keep loving, to keep telling the truth, even when the odds are against you.
That's the hope of the prisoner who refuses to give up, the artist who creates beauty in chaos, the activist who organizes for a better world, knowing they might not live to see it. I love that. It's a grounded, realistic hope.
And Glaude makes it personal too. He weaves in his own disillusionment with Obama, his anger at Trump, his struggle to find a way forward. It makes the book feel like a conversation, not a lecture.
Yeah, you can feel his passion on every page. But at the end, it's a book about love, a love letter to Baldwin, to black people who've endured so much, and even to the idea of America itself. Not the America of the lie, but the America that could be born if we let go of our illusions.
That's the challenge. To look in the mirror and see clearly, to feel the weight of the past, and to choose to begin the long, painful work of building a new world. No blueprint, just a call to action.
So the takeaway for me is that we have to stop believing in the straight line of progress. The only way to break the cycle is to become witnesses, to tell the truth, and to surrender our comforting lies. That's the hard work of democracy.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Begin Again isn't a book that gives you easy answers. It's a book that asks you to ask harder questions, to see yourself and your country with new eyes. And that's a gift, even when it hurts. We'll see you in the next one.